Welcome back to Everything Fraser Coast. I'm Jussie Lindeberg, your host, and thanks for joining me on my adventures around the Fraser Coast region, hunting down all those positive stories to share with everyone to put a smile on your face. And today I'm joined with two beautiful, lovely ladies, not one, but two. I've got Suzanne.
Yes.
Suzanne Denton from Fraser Coast RV Park. How are you going, Suzanne?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, you're getting nice and close to that microphone.
Ooh. Yes. Making love to the microphone.
And I've got Kat from Created by Kat.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Kat. What's your last name again?
Cobb.
Oh, that's it. How could I forget that?
Something simple. It's all good.
And you guys are both here today because you have signed up for the World's Greatest Shave to raise money for
the Leukemia Foundation.
Leukemia Foundation.
Yeah. Yeah. I just decided that it would be a great thing to do. I've always wanted to do it and I just never have got around to doing it. And I just thought, right, this year is the year it's going to happen. So.
And same for you, Kat?
Yeah, a little bit. I obviously, like a lot of people, I have people very close to me that have been touched by many different cancers. But I think, you know, this is an opportunity that came up. Suzanne said, hey, do you want to join us? And I was like, yep, I'm in. And on a personal level too, I think the journey that I'm going on of, like most women, trying to accept yourself as you are and reassessing what beauty is, I thought, hey, what better way to do it than to shave it all off and realize that, hey, you can still be beautiful without hair.
Yeah, that's
so
beautiful.
That's a big step for me, but I'm ready.
New beginnings.
That's it.
Fresh.
Yep.
Fresh start.
That's it.
Literally fresh. Yep. A fresh scalp.
Yep.
Definitely. So this is massive, and if you've been living under a rock for the last 3 decades, I guess, you would not know what the Leukemia Foundation's World Greatest Shave is, but do you want to just sort of remind people what it's all about?
Okay, so basically every year around about March, they put out an offer for people to shave or colour or, you know, do something and just raise money for the Leukemia Foundation. And basically that's what we're going to be doing. So we've got a big function coming up at the Riverheads Hall, and there's a huge auction going on. So there's lots of prizes that have been generously donated by lots of people in the community on the Fraser Coast, and all the tickets are only $2. And you can enter as many times as you like. And obviously all that money goes straight back to the Leukemia Foundation. And on another note, just to change things up a bit, I decided to get married that same day.
Oh my gosh.
Because I didn't want to be a bald bride, because I thought, well, I better hurry up and get married before the event. So it's get married in the afternoon and then whip down to the hall, get all my head shaved off, raise all the money. Instead of them bringing presents, they can donate to the Leukemia Foundation and buy tickets for the raffle instead. So it's
fantastic.
A win-win for everyone.
Okay, so Paul's your fiancé.
Yes.
And at what point did Paul know that you were getting married? Did he already propose before you signed up for the shave?
It's funny how it worked out, because I'd already booked the hall and made the commitment with the Leukemia Foundation that this was going to happen. Yeah. On the 21st of March, that's the day it's going to happen. So last October, my birthday, down on one knee proposing. Okay. I'm like, oh no, but I'm going to be bald in March. Oh, we better hurry up and get married then.
So the proposal did come before the commitment to the
After.
Oh, after.
Because that was already booked. The hall was already booked.
Yes. Gotcha.
And so it was a case of, okay, let's do this, get that wedding happening, you know, so that I've still got hair.
So the same day you're getting married,
yes,
you're then shaving your head.
Yes.
And so this is, I just wish I was a fly on the wall, maybe not, in your home when you're talking to Paul. So how's that going to go down that I know what you're saying, Kat, that we're all beautiful, but, you know, that's one night where you sort of want to feel like you're a princess.
It's not trash the dress, it's trash the hairdo.
The funny thing is, Paul's actually getting shaved as well. So he's on Team Fraser Coast RV Park too. So he's getting not only his head but his beard, and I've never seen him without a beard because he just wears a beard all the time, and his eyebrows. So he's going to be like a pinhead, and I reckon I'll look like Bert Newton. You can imagine the wedding night. Face bald.
Can I just let everybody know that Suzanne's actually did modelling in her younger years, so you're going to be the best looking Bert Newton on the planet.
Absolutely. Oh, I don't know about that. We'll see, won't we?
That's fantastic. So on your team, there's you, both of you plus Paul.
Yep. And so there's three of us so far.
The three of you. Oh, so far. So far,
we're hoping that other people will join us.
Yep. But if you're keen to shave your head,
yep,
come and join us.
Come and join and bring sponsors along with you.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. So if you don't want to shave your head, or even if you do, but you want to support you,
yep,
how do we share? How do people get in touch with you?
Okay. Every Friday night down at the Riverheads Hall leading up to the event, tickets are on sale. There's barrels with the prizes on each barrel. So you buy your tickets, say you buy, you know, six tickets or whatever. They're $2 each, so well priced. And then you just put your tickets in the barrels that you want.
Can I just explain to people, because I've experienced the Riverheads Friday night.
Mm.
It's a real country. It's the whole community comes together and you sit on long tables and have a meal, and it's very relaxed, extremely family friendly and reasonably priced. And it's the heartbeat of Riverheads, but everyone's welcome. So, you know, there's no check at the door and make sure you live in Riverheads.
Yep. It's a terrific community out there at Riverheads. Everybody's really welcoming, really friendly. And, we do welcome anybody that wants to come out to Riverheads. They put on a fantastic meal on a Friday night. And, it is a lovely spot.
I'm trying to get people there so that they can come and support you.
Yes.
But if they can't get to Riverheads on a Friday night,
yes,
we can share your links through the blog and through the Facebook group.
Yes. There's actually an event page on Facebook, but there's all the prizes and all the details on the Fraser Coast RV Park website
Prizes. I bought some of those raffle tickets.
Yeah.
They're really excellent prizes.
That's right. So, and lovely cat over here has made some lovely things as well. So, it's really terrific. Great support.
Well, Kat, you're an artist and a fashion creator.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
So, and really quality, beautiful artwork and creations.
Yeah. So, I put in a homewares package. So, it's a lovely photo frame and some cushions that match the same decor, so it's such a good cause. I know that other businesses felt the same way, that, you know, as you said, the prizes that have been put forward are fantastic.
I'm just wondering if you can both just close your eyes for a minute and imagine the night. I want you to close your eyes for a minute.
What's she going to do to us?
And I don't know. I don't want you to look at me.
What's she doing?
Can we open the lid?
Leave my eyebrows alone.
She's got the clippers out.
Can I just point out that's not a vibrator?
Terrific.
That really is clippers.
And
is that sound going to give you nightmares?
No.
Is that the sound of cash falling from the sky?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the sound of cash, and it's the sound of much needed money going towards leukemia research and to support families that are struggling with hospital costs and I'm sure Suzanne feels the same way, that sometime within the first 24 hours after having the head shaved, I know I'm going to look in the mirror and go, oh my God, what have I done? But
it won't be a why did I do it?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I think it's definitely a cause that it touches a lot of people's lives and get behind it, guys.
There's a celebrity in the photo that you've shared.
Oh, Mr. Bruff.
The Channel 7 hunk himself.
Rob Bruff.
Yeah,
he hasn't aged a bit. I don't know what he's doing, but he still looks the same as what he did 30 years ago.
He doesn't have a stressful job, and he's in air conditioning every day of his life.
That'd do it.
He never has to wear pants in his job, does he? Sit there in his boxes.
I don't know about that.
Just like me. Okay, guys, is there anything else you want to share before we sign off?
I just think, really, thanks for sharing our message out there, Juzzy. And anyone who's keen to either join our team or to make a donation or even to donate some goods for the raffle,
Get on board. Get on board. And thank you, Everything Fraser Coast, for everything you do for the Fraser Coast.
Absolutely.
That's enough of that.
Very apt name.
Okay.
Well done.
Thanks, Suzanne. Thanks, Kat.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Have good luck.
Can we dance to this? Do we get the music thing? I know you're going to send us out on the clippers.
Yeah, I know. I'm coming, Mum. I'm coming for you. Ba-da-ba-da, 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 ba-da-ba-da. Da 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 da